Getting the tools you'll need. There are some basic supplies and equipment that you'll need to get you started. The basic processing tools, in addition to a desktop workspace, are paper holding trays, at least three of those. These will serve as your in-basket and out-basket, with one or two others for work-in-progress support papers and/or your read-and-review stack. You'll also need a stack of plain letter-size paper, a pen or pencil, Post-its, paper clips, binder clips, a stapler and staples, Scotch tape, rubber bands, an automatic labeler, file folders. And you'll need plenty of file folders. Get letter size if you can, legal size if you must. You may also need an equal number of Pendaflex-style file folder hangers if your filing system requires them. You'll also need a calendar, and wastebasket and or recycling bins. You may be asking, do you need an organizer? Whether or not you'll need an organizer will depend on a number of factors. Are you already committed to using one? How do you want to see your reminders of actions, agendas, and projects? Where and how often might you need to review them? You might also ask, should you implement the getting things done process into what you're currently using, or should you install something new? The answer is, do whichever one will actually help you change your behavior so you'll use the tools appropriately. There are efficiency factors to consider here, too. Do you get a lot of digital information that would be easier to track with a digital tool? Do you need a paper-based calendar for all the appointments you have to make and change rapidly on the run? Do you need reminders of things like calls you have to make when it's not easy to carry file folders? And so on. There are also the aesthetic and enjoyment factors. I've done some of my best planning and updating for myself when I simply wanted some excuse to play with my Palm organizer while waiting for dinner in a restaurant. When considering whether to get and use an organizer, keep in mind that all you really need to do is manage lists. You've got to be able to create a list on the run and review it easily and as regularly as you need to. Once you know what to put on the lists and how to use them, the medium really doesn't matter. Just go for simplicity, speed, and fun.